That's Diamond Rings in the Zone at 91.3. We heard a song called Runaway Love. John Williams wearing his Diamond Rings shirt today. And before that, we had Imagine Dragons doing a song called Demons. I need that on.
Oh, sorry.
We're just messing with hanging out right now with Hannah Georges in the studio. Hannah Georges, welcome back.
Thank you.
Your latest, I want to say new record, but latest record, mm-hmm. Hannah Georges, right? Mm-hmm. And man, playing the Junos the other day. Are you going to be up for a Polaris, too? Is this record in this year's Polaris?
It's in the time frame that it should be, you know, but who knows?
Well, it's a corrupt world if it's not in, if it's not in the top 10. Hannah, you're back in Victoria to perform tonight at Upstairs Cabaret with the Bell Game. So
yeah.
That is going to be a lot of fun.
Totally.
We have a new song on the radio that we're playing called Shorty, which when I first heard it, it sounds playful, like you're playing around, especially versus the rest of the record. Lyrically, it's playful.
Yeah.
What's happening with the song Shorty?
Well, funny story. I actually used to live in Victoria for a while, and I used to go to the Red Jacket.
Right, I remember. Yeah. Don't be ashamed. We've all been there.
And I wrote that song about the, going to the Red Jacket.
Oh my goodness! It's silly, and you listen to the rest of your album, and at times it's quite heavy, mm-hmm. and then you get to Shorty, and it's just like I don't know. It almost sounds like you're making fun of, but it sounds like you lived it.
I don't know. It is a lighthearted thing that I was just kind of having. Yeah, I was just having some fun with writing and remembering days when I used to go out and go to dance clubs and party with my lady friends.
The Red Jacket, I love it. What do they call it now? Touch One Lounge.
No, why do Victoria venues always change names?
They're always reinventing themselves, Hannah. One time you'll change your band name to Hannah Georges in the Time Machine, right? I don't know. That'll be a gimmick in the future.
Question. Yeah. Is Plan B still Plan B?
Man, you're asking a 33-year-old guy who lives in Esquimalt a bunch of questions I can't answer.
Okay.
There is a club where Plan B was.
But it's not called Plan B.
It used to be One Lounge.
It used to be
right, that. I remember.
Maybe that one's Touch.
Yeah.
Okay, so that song is kind of a real fun, quirky one on the record, but a lot of the songs on the album are a little bit darker mm-hmm. at times. I'm reading this story where you're talking about, a lot of the record, you're remembering your time at UVic, but this album seems like you're remembering maybe more negative times, but also kind of sad about the future times as well.
Right. Well, for this record, I wrote all in a really small, concentrated period of time.
You just went off to the wilderness?
I went off to the wilderness. I actually rented a cabin on Salt Spring Island for 8 days, and that kind of just sparked the start of the writing process for me. And then I came back to Vancouver, where I now live, and I made an effort to write music every day, or at least sit down at my piano and write and practice. And I did that from January till the end of the summer. And basically, the songs that came out of the record were all that written in that period of time. And I guess it was just stuff that I was feeling. And I tend to write from a really personal standpoint. So it's kind of all the stuff that came out while I was writing during that time.
Well, it's like I listened to the song Somebody, and I think there is somebody walking around in Vancouver right now being like, that song is about me.
I don't think that the person doesn't know.
They don't know?
No.
All right.
I was a wuss.
Yeah. The song's not called Carl. It's called Somebody. All right. I get that. And I was reading this story that, while you're going through your challenges, you called your sister you're going through a bad day. And you call your sister and you're meowing about having a tough time. Mm. And she gives you some, I guess, generic advice, but that time
she
you
did
used
kind
it?
Of, yeah. She's usually good to give a call to, and if I'm ever feeling like I need to talk to somebody, she's...
She older sister or younger sister?
She's older. I've got three sisters.
She's got a little bit of wisdom.
She's got a little bit. And, I called her, and she said, why don't you write a song? And I was like, what? That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like that advice, but I actually did write a song that day, and that was the first track that came out.
Really?
It's on my record.
So that one time that someone said it, you're like, I'm going to take that up.
Subconsciously, I guess I did.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You're going to play a song for us on the radio called Enemies. Yeah. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about this song before you perform it for us.
Yeah, this song is about a relationship, a friendship that kind of had to end for me just because we were two very different people and clashing and not seeing eye to eye. And so, I don't know.
Was there a time when it worked out?
Yeah, for sure. It worked out great. And then you just, I don't know, you realize some things as you get to know a person and things that you like and things that you don't like. And we ended it and it kind of made me reflect afterwards and think, well, it didn't end on such a good note. Maybe I've got somebody out there that doesn't really like me.
Carl. So it's got two songs on the record about him. All right, this is Enemies from Hannah Georges, from her record Hannah Georges, and she is performing tonight at Upstairs Cabaret, Bell Game in support. And I know you've been really psyched on the Bell Game because mm-hmm. you tweet about them all the time. Be like,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they're so pretty rad.
Get there early enough.